The classical music world, I'm sure that's classical for some of us, the classical music world is full of prodigies. 10-year-old pianists in miniature evening gowns, violin virtuosos not yet old enough to shave. There are not a lot of child conductors, though. That's why the Seattle Symphony's new assistant is raising eyebrows. The British teenager has been hired to stand in for no-show guest conductors and to lead special concerts. For member station KPLU, Charlotte Baer has this profile.
Alexander Pryor is fashion conscious, and he spends hours online. In other words, he's a teenager, 17 to be exact, but you won't find him listening to pop music on YouTube.
So if you like heavy metal and you think classical music is boring, listen to this.
He actually starts to headbang. His brown hair is just long enough in the back to shake. The tall, lanky teen is so into the music that he's decided to make it a career. He composes, plays piano, and moved halfway around the world for his new conducting job. He says he's ready.
I mean, I don't think age really matters so much. And young musicians have a certain energy, which might not be the same as with older musicians, though they have more wisdom and experience. So you have something new and fresh to bring, I think.
The Seattle Symphony agrees. So they created the assistant to guest conductor's post just for him. It's a six-month understudy role where a lot of professional conductors start. Elena Dubinets helps the symphony select its artists and programs.
He loved music. He was able to express it visually and in words. And you would start believing him when you would watch him conduct.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's great to be back on the podium here. It really is.
Recently, the symphony gave donors the opportunity to see what Pryor could do.
I think we'll just go in order, more or less. And, sorry, that's my first mishap already.
He smiles sheepishly after fumbling his sheet music, then gestures the orchestra to begin rehearsing Mahler.
You see, I think the whole thing about the symphony is we have this outer core of light, brilliant Austro-Hungarian music, but I think there's quite a dark side to it, and I think this very beginning is very much the introduction of that. So if we can have it very, very sharp. Trun, 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 trun. Can we just try that again? Three, and.
Youthful innocence disappears from Pryor's face. He grimaces like a stern parent, puffs up his chest, and waves his baton with authority.
It's a piece of so many transitions. And so what he's discussing when we stop and go back is that the tempo we were aiming at, the pulse, was not quite what he had in mind.
David Sabe has been a cellist with the orchestra longer than Pryor's been alive.
Alex is a guy with tremendous talent, tremendous enthusiasm. So the fact that he was chosen to work with us was a really great thing.
And an atypical thing. Symphonies have their choice between hundreds of conductors. Some music critics think Pryor is too young to have what it takes. He says he just started early. Several years ago, an orchestra in Moscow was about to record one of his symphonic poems when the conductor showed up drunk.
He just could not conduct the rehearsal. And I had to do it myself. Now I was, 11 or 12? And I didn't have a stick, so I just took a pencil. And, and obviously I had no technique, but the orchestra could see I was 11. And then I realized I rather liked it, so he gave me some lessons after coming back from his hangover.
Pryor and his mom moved to Russia so he could continue his studies at the St. Petersburg Conservatory. He says his parents didn't push him. In fact, they tried to expose him to a variety of things. He chose classical music. Now he spends his weekends composing. He can't even talk for more than a few minutes without playing the piano. Ask him to explain his compositions, and he just performs them.
How many pieces are we looking at here?
Oh, many. I don't know how much of it will actually go in for anything. What's this?
He wants to get more young people interested in classical music, something the symphony has struggled to do. So he writes for the blog and practices his American slang.
My bad, cool, what's up, yo, dude, the list goes on.
Pryor thinks it would be cool if the higher-ups extend his contract when it expires in July. For NPR News, I'm Sharla Bair.
And to see an audio slideshow of Maestro Master Pryor conducting, come to our website, npr.org.